Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, what a 2 o'clock hour we have in store for you. One, at 2:14, as we do every day,
it's
we have Dom's
Money Melody.
Hey, guys, we're on point, okay. And I tried it with Dan today. I didn't get it right. It's a movie all this week, film, because the prize today, a Fandango Admit to movie pass to see 20th Century Studios' West Side Story. That'll be coming up in about 13 minutes or so. Your opportunity to snag that. And then we have the sound of Mitt Romney. We'll play it in a little bit, saying he backs the Biden administration on this one. He wants to hear the Star-Spangled Banner played in communist China. This just shows you why Mitt Romney doesn't get it, I think. How's that effective? But Dan had that side of the argument in his own way. My side is no, and I know it's late now. You can't let China be seen as having any legitimacy, normality. That does not work with them. They are the other. And the world is becoming more and more dependent on them. We've seen that. So we'll debate that with you and give you a chance at that. But Seth Williams is a friend of the show, as DA. We had him on. Sometimes we were in unison. Other times there was a lot of back and forth. And he wrote a piece at Broad and Liberty. Broad and Liberty gets the very best stuff, talking about a number of things, about what's going on. And this was prior to the numbers we're at now, the homicide rate in Philadelphia. He also spent time in prison and talks about that and what people told him there, why they resorted to gun violence. And the thing probably I'm most interested in, though, he writes about what's going on over in Chester. Now, you know, Jack Stolzheimer came on, hung up on me. There was a lot of back and forth. And I've since said then, it seems like in Chester, what they're doing is one way to do this that works.
Wow, you're actually interested in something happening in Delaware County.
Right, you know what, Jack?
That's terrific.
You know what, Jack?
I wish you would come
back and lay it out. And I know some people from Philadelphia went there. Question would be, with this just horrific stuff going on, why are we not doing what they're doing there, or at least stealing some of it and doing it? So let's bring back to the show Seth Williams on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Seth, it's been way too long on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's an honor to be invited to be on here with you and with your listeners.
Well, I'll give you a shot, too. You're such a good listener. You asked for the side question of the day.
Yes.
Noteworthy by blood, in honor or dishonor of the Cuomo brothers. Who's yours?
And I'm going to start with Philly's own, the pride of East Falls, Princess Grace of Monaco, of stage and screen, and her brother, Jack Kelly, who was a four-time Olympian. He was the amateur athlete of the year here in America, and he was a city councilman at large.
That's all good, Dan, but I hold grudges, as we all know. They called it, they named it Kelly Drive, which I never say. We didn't get Palumbo
right.
Drive, Seth, and you were a politician of sorts then. You could have made that happen. If I get Palumbo Drive, I'm okay with Kelly Drive. So, no, that is a great one. We don't talk about Princess Grace enough that it's right here, right off of the drive.
East Falls. Father, all the bricks in Philadelphia, a lot of the bricks and the homes in Philadelphia were made by their family. A lot of Philadelphians were employed as a result of their family. So, yeah.
That is a great one. Now, Seth, you said something. You either tweeted it, and on Twitter,
yes.
I follow you. There's a lot of great stuff there, particularly when I differ. it forces me to have to think what I would do if we were going back and forth on it, and I like that.
Certainly, certainly.
About this Krasner thing, and he even did utter the word the conference yesterday, seemingly tourism is a bit on their mind. And you put it succinctly, so tourists, you're going to be safe. That's what all this parsing is about, and I think it's a great insight. You're going to be safe, and reporters could have strung this out more. So you're saying you're going to be safe. You won't be a victim of gun violence. That's only for black and brown neighborhoods, essentially.
Well, it's quite unfortunate. You know, the district attorney said that we don't have a crime crisis. And as a Philadelphian, a lifelong Philadelphian, I would beg to differ that 521 homicides is a crisis. We've more than doubled the number of homicides we had in 2013 and 2014. But yeah, it's code. When you say tourists should feel safe despite record homicides, what you're telling me is that the fact that black and brown men who are being shot astronomically now, right, at rates never seen before in this city, you're saying, well, come on, you'll be safe. And that shows us why there is no urgency to solve the problem. And it just breaks my heart. Every time I turn on the TV, I listen to the radio, or your show, Twitter, the number of homicides, and they want to blame the pandemic, right? And I have no doubt that the pandemic has increased the number of domestic violence. But the fact is, as you've stated, in other jurisdictions, homicides have gone down. I wouldn't just blame the DA if I thought it was something that they had no control over. Right. But I'm a lifelong Philadelphian. I was an assistant DA for 10 and a half years. I worked in the trenches there. I was the DA. I created a significant partnership with Police Commissioner Ramsey and Mayor Nutter then to fix the deficiencies in our system, but to address gun violence. And I think the current DA has sold folks a bill of goods and that, yes, we must address systemic racism. But it's not it's a false choice to think we do that or public safety, right? We demand that both be done, and they both be done simultaneously. And so there's so many different things that the prosecutor could do. And you were talking earlier about, you know, the difference. And I would say that, you know, both extremes are wrong. But what we see in Philadelphia is a lack of accountability. We have to have long-term solutions, but we have to hold people accountable that use and possess guns illegally. We can come up with all types of great new laws, but the laws we have now, they're not applying. In Philadelphia, in 2017, 73% of the people who carried illegal guns and got arrested, that's called AVUFA, we had a conviction rate of 73%. That's down to 41% now. Back in 2017, 17% of those cases were withdrawn by the DA's office because we just couldn't be ready. Now that number's up to 61%. So there are significant problems with the structure of the system. There are things that the DA can be doing to hold people accountable. And I'm not talking about locking up people and throwing away keys. Right? I learned a lot about that while I was away. But what I'm talking about is that it's not the severity of punishment that changes behavior. Criminologically, it's the certainty of punishment. And in Philadelphia, there is no accountability for people that carry guns illegally. And that allows us to see the bloodshed that we see in Philadelphia. 520 homicides is horrific. But that doesn't account, Dom. That's 20% of the shootings. We have, you know, more than 2,400 right now non-fatal shootings. People that were just saved by the grace of God because they went to a trauma unit at Temple or Penn, had phenomenal doctors and nurses, you know, frontline workers saving them, people scooping them up and getting them to the hospital, but who are going to live the rest of their lives with colostomy bags or paralyzed, broken, misbroken.
That is such a great point. And Seth, yeah. my police guys tell me to a pretty high level, they're calculating, but they don't even know the number of shots that were fired that, thank God, that missed. It's an astounding Correct. Number to just think of that number of shots ringing out, and that's evaded. And look, I'm in agreement with you.
It's somewhat of a scandal that we have more than 100 cases are just listed as S cases, just suspicious. So many more are homicides that just might have been moved over from the suspicious case file ledger to the homicide file ledger.
Well, let me ask you, and I don't want to put you on the spot because you're being direct about this with Krasner. I don't know him. I only know from afar, et cetera, but he is wedded to his ideology. There is no doubt about it. And he's been clever, and you kind of mentioned this, with, even during your tenure, if there was a case or two where maybe somebody, upon further review, there is a difference there whether they're innocent or not. But he sold to communities, I'm bringing all these people home against this rotten system. And for some people, that seems to be enough for them to look away for the fact they can't go outside, their kids can't play in much of Philadelphia, certainly. And it's a day-to-day about whether some 30 shots are going to be fired on your block.
Correct. So when I was a district attorney, I created a conviction review unit to actually attempt to exonerate people that were factually innocent. That needs to be done. We need to address systemic issues that allow for false convictions. We need to address racism and classism as they exist in the criminal justice system. But at the same time, my Aunt Shirley, when she walked in the park, she had to carry a big stick. And that wasn't because people from, the Northeast or the KKK was going to come hurt her. It was people on her block on Ellsworth Street in Copps Creek where I grew up. Right? And so we have to do all that we can to ensure a fair system, that there is due process, but one that has accountability for people that are willing, specifically people that are willing to carry guns. The current district attorney believes that prosecuting people that carry guns disproportionately criminalizes the poor. I say, no, it criminalizes people that are willing to kill people, right? They no longer prosecute retail theft. They think it criminalizes poverty. So you have to steal more than $500 worth of stuff for them to prosecute you now to hold you accountable for stealing stuff. So, yeah, we can go on and on, but when they say that it's the fault or the primary issue here is the pandemic, well, I will say that as you and your partner here noted at the top of the segment, in Delaware County, Jack Stoltzheimer, he partnered with the mayor of Chester, Mayor Kirkland, and the police chief, Chief Gretzky. They hired former Philadelphia district attorneys, and they replicated the program that I had created with Mayor Ramsey called GunStat. That's where because through criminogenics, we can pretty much identify those most likely to be shot and those most likely to do the shooting. It's really simple. There's about 8,000 people in Philadelphia that are most likely to be shot and to shoot.
Yeah, I want to underline that number so listeners hear that. Even though it seems like a big number, it's something
it's
you
actually,
can handle that.
Exactly.
And Seth, can you stand by? We're going to do our money melody and take a break here. And I want to come back to you and find out the results in Chester.
Certainly. The time is yours, Don.
All right. We love to hear that. Seth Williams, former DA in Philadelphia. And you heard what he said there, Dan. The number could be a few thousand people, give or take, that are very likely to do the shooting or be shot. And the system can figure out ways to deal with that more effectively. Here's the big question, and I'm going to ask Seth Williams, that former DA before Krasner, why are we not doing it then? Is it just pride that they did this out there in Chester? Look, I had that bout with Jack Stoltzheimer, but I'm not going to let pride say that I think what they're doing there is a better thing than we're doing here, so good for Stoltzheimer. I'm not just going to be a hack and condemn him. If that's working, why are we not looking more at that in Philadelphia? I think it's Krasner. Okay, Dan set it up, though. We're doing movies all this week, and we have that
Money
Fandango
Melody.
With Mid-2 Movie Pass to see 20th Century Studios' West Side Story. So what do you have
there? Where has all the money gone?
Yeah, so Dom, all week this week, we're doing movie themes. So a really easy question today, Dom. A very recognizable theme. I'm sure everybody in the audience has heard it, but they might not know what movie it's from. So we're just asking, what movie is this theme from? So Dom, here's our clue for today. Gave you a little bit more today. Twitter.
Yes, very generous. Now, I'll tell listeners, I thought I knew it. I was pretty close. It could have been this film, but I was wrong. So I don't want to mess your mind up with that. Let's hear it one more time. Okay, so first one in right after the break, 855-839-1210. Identify that film, and we're sending you today's prize, a Fandango Admit 2 MoviePass 20th Century Studios West Side Story, which I'm really excited about too. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. Then more with former Philadelphia DA Seth Williams laying out what is the strategy to deal with this and why are we not doing it here on Talk Radio 1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's play the cut from the film today, Dan, then go to the cars. I have a feeling, based upon me, that there might be a wrong answer or two here. Dan, what do you say?
I'm hoping we get one wrong answer. It's a tough song to get your finger on. Everyone's heard it, but might not know.
Yeah,
the
film. I'm still working on Gladiator yesterday and all that stuff. Let's go to Nick in the Northeast, see what he thinks the song is, what the film is. Hey, Nick, what is that film?
I hope I don't disappoint you, but I believe it's Rudy.
No, not Rudy.
Not that, Rudy.
It's very evocative, Dan, when I hear that, or the beginning of the day, of something glistening, sunshine. It's positive, at least, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. I can give a visual clue coming up here, but take another call.
Let's go to Tammy in Warminster on Talk Radio 1210. What's the film, Tammy?
I think I'm wrong, too. Is it Home Alone?
No, I don't remember quite. I could see that in Home Alone. Should I give my guess here, Dan, or no? Don't do that.
What was your guess, Tom?
My guess was Field of Dreams.
No. Nope. Not Field of Dreams. I feel bad for Mr. Williams over here. Let's get the answer on there.
Let's get the answer now. Mark in Haddon Heights. What is it, Mark?
Hey, it's Forrest Gump.
Yes. Now, Dan, is that... now I hear it. I hear it at the end. Mark, is that at the beginning or the end or throughout the film?
I have no idea.
What do you say, Dan?
I really think it's throughout the film, but I specifically remember it near the end. I think it's
yes,
the end with
the feather
floating away. You kind of
yes.
hear the piano sound come in, and it's just a very reflective, happy song. So congratulations, Mark. Hang right there. You're going to go
we'll put
see
you on hold. Yeah, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice job. All right, two wrong answers today. We'll do it again tomorrow at 2:14.
What does Mark win?
Yes, Mark's the winner. Oh, what does he win? Mark gets a Fandango Admit to movie pass to see 20th Century Studios' West Side Story.
Can't wait.
There you go. Yeah, I can't wait for it. Roe and I are big fans. All right, let's go back to former Philadelphia DA Seth Williams. Seth, we were talking about what they're doing in Chester, and as far as we've read, but you actually have written about this, you know it better from your previous experience. They are targeting, you mentioned in Philadelphia, 8,000, probably fewer in Chester, likely
correct.
People, gang activity, something like that. And they're saying, all right, what do you need to stay out of trouble, essentially? Or here's what's going to happen. We know who you are. So the question is it a rights issue to have a conversation with people like that? Is that why Philadelphia may not be doing a lot of that?
No, Dom, well, the irony is that in August, city council members of Philadelphia traveled to Chester to meet with the Delaware district attorney, the mayor, and the police chief, and concerned community groups and faith-based groups to learn what they're doing that has successfully reduced homicides by 63% and fatal shootings by 43% during the pandemic, right, in 2020. The irony is that is the program. They are replicating the program that we created in Philadelphia, myself and Commissioner Ramsey and Mayor Nutter together. It's called Focus Deterrence. We created that in Philadelphia, and I can't say that I should win some award, this, that, and the other. I read it in a book called Don't Shoot, written by David Kennedy. So we had Professor Kennedy come down as a consultant. We created this program, and the theory basically is we created community-based prosecution in Philadelphia. There is an ecology of crime. Crime occurs on, there are patterns based on time, temperature, season, right? We had gun stat that we created with the police department in Philadelphia where we would sit monthly, Commissioner Ramsey and myself, our senior staff, and look at maps showing where the gun violence was so that then operationally our staffs could work together to address gun violence and follow the caseload, right? So they've stopped that in Philadelphia. The new DA, he eliminated community-based prosecution. He eliminated gun stat. They eliminated focus deterrence. And I would assert that that is part of the reason why we see the astronomical rates of gun violence in Philadelphia. But yes, DA Jack Stoltzheimer, the mayor of Chester, the police commissioner in Chester, they took former assistant DAs in Philadelphia, right? They didn't have pride, right? It's one of the sins that we talk about, right? You're a Catholic guy like me. Pride is a sin. Pride got me in trouble, right? And so any type of solution, as you just rightly said, Dom, has to have a carrot and a stick. There has to be the threat of accountability, of prosecution, and you have to be able to give them a reward. You're far more likely to change behavior by supporting and reinforcing positive behavior than you are by punishing the negative, okay? And so, yes, it is not illegal. It is not a violation of due process to talk to people who are most likely to be shot or be the shooters. And what we did in Philadelphia, we were able to identify because of the geography, the corners, the groups were most associated with violence. They were invited in. They were on probation or parole. They had to go in. I am currently on federal right supervision. If my probation officer says, Seth, meet me at City Hall tomorrow so we can talk about your finances, I'm going to be there. I have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the same in Chester. We do the same in Philadelphia. You can target, you can figure out these young men. We could draw a Venn diagram of those most likely to be shot, right, a circle of those folks, those most likely to do the shooting. And the intersection and the union is about 75%.
So, Seth, if the police commissioner wanted to do this, that's only one leg of the stool. Krasner would have to sign off on this. Otherwise, you can't do this.
Yeah, you have to have the carrot and the stick. I'm okay. sure that Commissioner Outlaw wants to do more. You know, Mayor Kenny talks about wanting to do more. I know that he has some significant staff members that, like Brian Lentz, who used to work with me, is working with Erica Atwood there in their Office of Violence Prevention. You know, chomping at the bit, as my grandfather would say. But it requires that there has to be the threat of the stick. And so it's working successfully in Chester. You ask, why doesn't it happen in Philadelphia? Well, unfortunately, as you know, Philadelphia is very parochial. And it's just pride. And to say that we're going to bring back something that Commissioner Ramsey and Nutter and Seth Williams, what they did, for some people, they just don't want to do it. And I would say, look, don't even call it. Call it whatever you want. You don't have to say that we did it, you know. Just do it. We need
right. And,
to
and Seth, lives. Here again, with all the media coverage of this type of stuff,
right.
you are someone that they talk to a bit, I guess, but is out there, particularly on Twitter. I see your stuff, the Broad and Liberty thing, that they could drill down with you, talk about this, editorialize about this, and hopefully start to push back so that Krasner at least has to address this when he does these group meetings.
Yeah, well, they don't. You know, I find it ironic, and it warms my heart that I get calls from city council members, members of the state legislature, right? Many captains who command police districts in Philadelphia call me, or they send me direct messages through Twitter like you do, asking me what could be done. And again, my experience comes from, I grew up in West Philly in a row house. I rode SEPTA to school every day, to 46, to L, the Broad Street subway. I was an assistant DA, right, in the mine. But also, right, I was a criminal defense attorney. I was in charge of the public defenders in a union, the Army National Guard here in Pennsylvania. But I was in prison. And I met with and spoke with men, and my experiences with them taught me that they were more than – that they were three-dimensional humans. And I learned from that experience that any solution we're going to have has to include them as a part of the solution. And that's what happens with focused deterrence. That's why it was successful in Philadelphia. That's why they've even improved it. Jack Stoltzheimer, they've even improved what we did, and they're doing a better job in some ways in Chester. And that's because you are involving those men. You're humanizing them. You're saying, look, we can send you to jail. We can go to your funeral, but we don't want that. Now, if you want to be a knucklehead and you want to carry a gun and you want to shoot someone, then we're going to bring the heat on you. But if we're going to offer you an opportunity, if you want to try to get a job, if you need life skills training. And, Don, what I learned when I taught GED in prison, the majority of the men that I taught, and I'm proud that 19 of my guys earned their degree, what I learned was they never had problems getting jobs. They had problems keeping jobs.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
lacked conflict resolution skills. They lacked financial literacy skills. They had significant PTSD or trauma from some event. They chose, most of them, to self-medicate with narcotics or meth or cocaine. I unfortunately self-medicated with martinis and Jack Daniels, but the underlying causes were the same. But they lack the ability to keep a job. So what Focus Deterrence does and the community-based effort that they have in Chester is that you provide them with the carrot of, look, we're going to help you get jobs, right? We're going to give you vocational training. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you with literacy. We're going to help you get a GED. We're going to give you conflict resolution skills. All these things promote public safety. But if you mess up, if you get a gun or – bringing the heat. And
yep,
you've got to have the carrot and the stick. And unfortunately, the district attorney in Philadelphia wants to have no accountability. He claims that they want to hold accountable people that shoot. And I hope they do. And I pray that I saw him on the street. I told him, I'm praying for you. I want you to do a good job. Okay. But the fact is, they believe that if you carry a gun illegally, that that's not a correlation to gun violence. And
they've actually said that, Seth. It is amazing.
Yeah, the criminologist says that.
It is stunning. So, Seth,
because Dom, 98% of the people that are charged with homicide, with fatal shootings, they possess the gun illegally. So,
without
a
doubt,
a person who carries a gun illegally, you have to hold them accountable.
Exactly. Where do we follow Seth Williams on Twitter till the next time we get together?
Yeah, my high blood pressure is up. It's Seth Williams at New Seth Williams on Twitter, at New Seth Williams.
All right, we got to get together here. I told Dan about your dancing moves, too, and you would put us to shame.
Well, you know, that's not saying much then. you can see my dog singing "O Christmas Tree" on Twitter to my saxophone alto accompaniment today.
Ooh. All right, we will send people. That's a draw to get to Twitter. Seth, thank you.
There you go.
Thanks very
Take
much.
Take care, Dom. Be safe, and please keep my family in your prayers. You have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too, Seth. All right, Dan. There is as good as it gets on Krasner. We got to the bottom of it, though. They don't want to do it. So imagine an alliance of Dom Giordano and Jack Stolzheimer on this one issue. And who is on the other side? Larry Krasner.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Now, I wish Jack Stolzheimer, I know, it'd be very hard to say stuff. He had the same campaign chair and all that type of stuff. Look, Stolzheimer and I differ on stuff. But, Dan, you really put a lot of effort into Krasner yesterday. It's not easy to execute this, but isn't it pretty simple what Seth Williams just laid out? It works.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia doesn't want to do it because of Krasner.
There's no accountability whatsoever.
And I don't think you're going to hear that anywhere else in that kind of detail. We're proud of that. That's the type of stuff we bring you with all this major thing and all the talk around it. If the media would just talk about it as we did with Seth Williams, you got to think there'd be more press. There's nothing said there that's conservative or right wing or whatever. It's common sense, but it has to be executed relentlessly. Apparently, like they're doing in Chester. That doesn't mean Chester's homicide rate is nothing. It just means, though, it's a whole lot better than Philadelphia. All right, Dan, let's play Mitt Romney, and then we'll revisit our debate here. Mitt Romney was asked. Now, remember, he was the hero of, I'm not sure which Olympics. Was it Salt Lake City? It was something that the Winter Olympics in the United States were going to ruin. He's a good organizer. He came in. He organized them. Here's what he said defending the Biden decision.
Here, I don't know what happened to my computer.
Oh, okay.
It just froze out here.
He's talking here about we should be in Beijing, if they're still calling it that, and we ought to participate in the Winter Olympics, and we ought to win, and then you'll hear the Star Spangled Banner, and he thinks that will have some impact. I don't. Are you ready, Dan?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, we'll play that coming up. And Dan took the position, there is some merit to that. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm on the other side saying there's no merit to it. What we ought to do, I know it's late now, is say, no, we're not going, and we're going to try to work with our allies to do something here. I don't know what we could do, but you just cannot. Okay, here's Mitt Romney about the Biden decision to send our athletes to Beijing.
Senator Romney, is a diplomatic boycott the way to go? Some members of both parties want a complete boycott, including the athletes.
Well, I applaud the decision to say that our diplomats are not going to be going to Beijing, given the outrages and the predation coming from the Chinese Communist Party. That's the right step. I understand people who feel that we shouldn't send our athletes either. That happened during the Jimmy Carter years against Russia. But these athletes have trained their entire lives to prepare for the games at this time, and I don't feel that the burden of our international policies should fall on the shoulders of these young people. So let's make our statement loud and clear through not sending diplomats to Beijing.
Is this tough enough? Why aren't we also boycotting the athletes?
Well, we're not going to be sending our diplomats to China, and I'd just as soon not have our athletes have to take the entire burden of American foreign policy on their shoulders. These young people and their families have sacrificed their entire lives to become the very best in the world and to be prepared for these games. And I frankly want to hear the United States national anthem played in Beijing.
Look, Dan, you know, I, as an athletics and all, I get that, but my God, when are we ever going to draw the line with this evil empire, this incredibly evil empire? All right? So there are two sides to this. Which side do you come down on? 855-839-1210. Would it finally, if some countries said, no, we're still going to go, okay, then we call them out too. When are you going to take a stand on the communist Chinese government? We won't even pass that bill that would say you can't ship into this country products coming from that province where there's slave labor. We still won't do that. The NBA won't take a stand. What's the stand we're taking? How much do they have to do before you say, you know what, it's not one event, it's the entire operation. The world has to take a stand here. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. If you're on the Romney side or some of the stuff Dan said, I'd love to hear you. Is that too much? Are we sacrificing these athletes? And that's a lot of sacrifice, I would agree, in order to send a message. You can't have any, this is beyond, this isn't even 1936 with Hitler. We know exactly at this point, then maybe it was a bit foggy. Is there any fog now of what we're dealing with when it comes to the Communist Chinese Party and what they're doing to the world and trying to do? How much do they have to do before you say, no, we cannot in any way, shape, or form be part of that? That's a lot of sacrifice. I agree.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's Dom time with Dan, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Love to hear you on this. So, again, I get that, the sacrifice of athletes and all this. What is it we're ever going to do with China, though, where there's not going to be pain? There's going to be pain of something that we do. Yeah, I mentioned these imports. I don't know how much that would cost Americans if we had to pay for the imports that are coming from slave labor. From some other source versus that coming into the country. But I mean, if you really think I'm overdoing it, you can tell me that this is the existential threat forever. If the Wuhan virus and related things don't tell you what we're up against, and the stuff they've been doing in this country, up and down the line, the stuff they're trying to do around the world, the NBA and how craven they were. Yeah, it's a sacrifice. Would other countries do it? Maybe not at this point. I just don't like Mitt Romney's attitude on this. I think he's trying to use this idea of think of the athletes versus, and I know a lot of people won't believe this, this legitimizes them. It makes them like they're just another nation. We're just going off to play in another country. They're one of the biggest in the world. What's the big deal? It's just another Olympics. Why are you making such a big deal out of it? 1936 with Hitler, I'd have to go back and read a lot more to know how the nation felt about that. They saw the rumblings of it. But let's say, is this more like 1936 or is it more like 1940 Hitler, what we're seeing with the communist Chinese? Let's go to Mike in Lehigh Valley. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. As always, huge fan of the show. You and Dan kill it every week. But I'm actually going to disagree with you for once.
Okay,
I
sure.
Actually think you're kind of wrong. You're wrong on this, brother. All right. So I two quick points. One, any time the Olympics are more than politics. Mitt Romney worded that terribly. It's not about the athletes. It's about the people. anytime that you can have your culture clash in a peaceful way to bring about change, you take it.
Let me address that. We've tried to do this before with reaching out to the people, that kind of connection, competition, and all that. Mike, I'm at the point, and you may see it more clearly, I see no hope of this. I see this as the threat to our grandkids and great-grandkids day by day what they march toward, and I don't think you're going to be able to overthrow them and reach them that way. But that's kind of where we differ. I respect that point, but I don't see it.
I just think if WWE didn't go on tour in Saudi Arabia, which was very controversial, all those citizens over there, the little girls looking up and saying, you know, this is change. If they didn't go over there and people wouldn't experience that. If we can go over to China and give maybe a big middle finger or at least shine as the beacon we are with our far better freedom culture, left or right, it doesn't matter. If we go over there and bring about to be seen, if we censor ourselves, then nothing. The worst thing that could ever happen is not talking and not removing ourselves from the table. Bush 43 did that with Iran. He just simply didn't talk. And then 15,000 centrifuges later, it was just the worst type of policy. You just always keep talking. You know, you always keep, I don't know. That's my point.
Well, I'm going to keep talking. I'm telling them that they're not going to dictate the world and run the world. That's it. I'm drawing a line that we're going to take them on now while we're stronger than they are, but they're creeping up on us. I mean, that's a great point, Mike, but I don't know how much of it would actually get out to the Chinese people, given the censorship and the stuff that they do. You know, look at what they're doing with Kantner and the NBA, how they try to censor this guy, and he's just one player playing for the Celtics.
That's true. That guy's got grapefruits like no other.
Yeah. You had another point, Mike, or no?
No, that's it, brother. Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you. How about Related by Blood? Who do you have today, Mike?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, but I appreciate your point. I just maybe have taken a turn here with this, that this is the end of the line already. Thank you, Mike. That was a great call.
I am so disappointed in Mike right now. WWE he brings up, and he doesn't say Lanny and Randy Poffo or Bret and Owen.
Oh,
Hart.
That's right, the WWE.
There's so many brothers.
Yeah, but you know what? The WWE going to Saudi Arabia, as abysmal as that might be, I just think it underlines my point, Dan. People can't recognize the level of this. Putin is pure, unadulterated evil, but he does not have the resource to be evil on this level. That's how I see it. This is all-encompassing. We're in the ring at this point. I feel like Winston Churchill, the gathering storm, and we're fighting for our lives down the road here. What do we need more than the Wuhan virus and what they did? And I don't even know that Trump is tough enough with the Chinese. I don't think he's focused tough enough. I want someone with Trump's toughness, but more focused day-to-day pushing back against him. Even Trump's not enough to me in what I wanted an American president. I don't know which president that would be. I'm trying to think. Maybe none of them are up to that, but that's where we are. Maybe none of them running are. All right, welcome in, everyone. Good Tuesday. You're with Dom and Dan. I'm looking on Twitter. People really like the Seth Williams interview. If you missed it, it'll be up, or is it up now, Dan?
They'll be up right around 3:15 or so, Dom. But okay. Our app, the Odyssey app, it does allow you to rewind. So if you download the Odyssey app and search for 1210 WPHD and you're listening to us right now, you can actually rewind to the start of the 2 o'clock hour, and that's when Seth joined us. But again, the podcast will be available at Dom Show 1210 and on the website around 3:15 today, Dom.
And again, I would ask colleagues in the media to parse that, take a look at it. They haven't been talking too much about it. If this is working over in Chester, the issue becomes, well, what's different about Philadelphia? Why are we not doing it here? And basically, Krasner doesn't want to do it. I mean, it's an obvious thing. And they're spending $155 million on all these long-term programs, some of which I'm okay with, some of which not. And yet, there's no stick there. There's no part to targeting people most likely to shoot or be shot. and tell them that this is not going to go. You're carrying a gun illegally, you're going to get a maximum sentence. Nope, not going to do that. All right, side question, related by blood, in honor of the Cuomo brothers. Give us your most noteworthy. I'm looking at a new poll conducted by a Democrat firm. It's found that just 2% of Hispanics refer to themselves as Latinx. 40% are offended by the term, according to Politico. This is by Amani International, top Democrat firm specializing in Latino outreach. 68% of those polled referred to themselves as Hispanic, 21% like Latino or Latina, but they don't like the other. In fact, 30% said they would be less likely to support a politician or organization that uses L-I-T-I-N-X. Will that stop progressives? No, it will not. They will continue to do it. Good. All right, let me get one more in, and then we'll have the lightning round. Sam in Bensalem. All right, Sam, who is that related by blood duo to you?
Well, actually, I had two, but the guys stymied one. I have Cal Ripken Jr. and his father.
Oh, and the father and the brother, too, played ball. Yeah, that's a very good one. The father was a major league manager.
Dizzy and Daffy Dean.
Ah, okay. Well, which one do you want?
Let's go with Ripken.
All right. And the way, Jim, the way you have it up here, I thought it was Ripken the killer. It's Ripken. Cal Ripken, not the other guy.
When you said Cal Ripken Jr. and his father, I was going to ask a really stupid question asking what his father's name was.
That's right, yes. Senior. Now, he was a major league manager, all that Baltimore stuff. Cal Ripken, legendary figure. All right. 855-839-1210. We got the lightning round. Pat Toomey is on the show tomorrow. I'll tell you some of the stuff we're going to talk to Senator Toomey about, one of which is China. You heard what Mitt Romney said. We had a brilliant call on why, I guess, now you got to go to China and compete against them. Dan, I got to say, I don't know how many Chinese athletes will be in the Winter Olympics. I used to root. That was my biggest rooting interest, to beat the Russians in the Olympics. I'll admit it. And the Olympics kind of lost all steam when the Russians went away. You've never had that experience, right? Rooting against a foreign country?
No, I haven't.
Particularly in basketball, the stuff the Russians did in basketball the one time they beat us, it was beyond belief. Just, they roughed us up. We just, losing to the Russians in Olympic basketball, that was the lowest point I've ever seen. All right, so are people going to be rooting through athletics? I can't make myself do it with China. It's too important. I just can't even do that. This part of the show is called
the
what?
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's exactly right. Be ready. Related by blood. Noteworthy. An honor or dishonor of the Cuomo brothers. By the way, Dan, I told you, Phil C. sent me a great email. Does it go over the top a bit? We had a very good caller in this whole thing. Should we, Mitt Romney says, play the Star Spangled Banner there? That will show him. He says, that's a pathetic line. Somebody should tell him that young Americans have been bearing the brunt of American foreign policy for over 200 years and doing it willingly, meaning the military and the rest. It's a lot to ask of athletes, but it just shows your seriousness. Are we serious about what they were? I don't understand what they have to do to the world, the way I see the virus and what happened here, before the world says, yep, that's it. And rapidly, we're losing the ability to push back against them. All right, let's go to Kathy in Fishtown. Kathy, related by blood, who do you have?
Hi there. I'm an oldie but goodie, but I have a real old one. Smith Brothers cough drops.
Yeah, we all know the Smith Brothers. I love those beards. Joseph in Exton. Joe, who do you have?
Yeah, Dom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
The piano team of Gil and Orly Shaham.
Don't know that one. Do you, Dan?
No. That's a very out-of-the-box answer
today. I have
to look
that up.
All
right.
So out of the box that we don't even know what it is.
I think this is Don Landry and Franconia. Who is it, Don, that you have today?
The second and sixth president of this wonderful country, John and John Quincy Adams.
All right. Very nicely played.
You said I was a coach of the Cowboys? Tom Landry?
No, it's Don Landry.
Oh.
I know him. He's called in a lot over the years.
I was like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, I recognize stuff, Dan. It's part of the quirkiness. John in Burlington, New Jersey. Hey, John, who's yours?
I'm going to tie your whole show in tonight with ESPN Monday Night Football, accountability, a fundraiser, and 10% of the winning Super Bowls, Eli and Peyton Manning, stick to playing football and stop announcing already.
Wow, some I love
you know
it.
What? Dan that kind of won my heart. I don't like that show now, no, Dan. I think it's like played it? Itself out. Played itself out.
I love it, Dom.
It's too much. A little bit of it, fine. It's the whole show. Sticky, sticky, sticky now. They don't have to. How many times can a fire alarm go off? Come on. Let's go to Joe in Paulsboro. All right, Joe, who do you have? Joe.
Yeah.
Who's yours, Joe?
Temple guys, Dan and Joe Klecko.
Yeah, I like Danny Klecko. I hear him on IP. And finally, Dwayne in Valley Forge. Dwayne, who do you have?
Well, if the Eagles get in the playoffs, it's because they run the ball behind their most valuable player. Jason Kelce and his brother Travis are two of the best in the NFL.
Wow.
Jason Kelce belongs in the Hall of Fame without a doubt. He is their most valuable player. There
you go. I like that Kelce answer. I know it might be some recency bias, but
yeah, I think it's a little recency bias.
We've done it a couple times, brothers here on the show. We've never had the Kelce brothers.
Okay, yeah, true. I kind of like the Manning shot, though, Dan. I was enamored with that.
So John in Burlington with the Mannings. And then another one I'll throw out there for you, Jay and Paoli, the Bacon Brothers. Dom, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go Mannings on today. I'm weak on this. I loved how he took them apart.
John in Burlington going into the hat. Tune in Friday at 3 o'clock to see if you win a $50 Captain Chunky's gift card.
Yeah, my only thought with the Mannings, I don't know which one is more overrated. There you go.
Get out. No.
I don't know which one.
It's Eli. There's no...
All right, there's that Indiana bias coming home. We all know it's Tom Brady, like it or not. All right.
Peyton Manning's not overrated in any way.
All right, I don't think he's – Aaron Rodgers is obviously the second-best quarterback ever. We all know that. All right.
You can't throw this to me when we're about to go, Dom.
All right, the Sean Hannity Show is next. We'll continue this fight. You'll get more of it tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Noon until 3, Monday through Friday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.